And Jim, do you want to introduce our guest here this morning?
I do, because this person is a person I've known for some time through her wonderful work with an amazing organisation. Darren, as you know, you and I get to meet many, many people, and we invite them to come. And we invite them because they satisfy a whole range of values that you and I hold personally and professionally. And it's none other than Belinda Wolford, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities. A very warm welcome to you for being here with us this morning.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Darren. Happy to be here.
Right, now we're going to interrogate you. We got over the nice things and now we're going to really start with that. It's been an incredible year for us. Tell us, in conversation, how your year's been since the 23rd of March, so to speak.
Oh, definitely. Like everybody, it's been a very difficult year. But for us at Ronald McDonald House, to be able to still support families who, when they have a sick child, that doesn't turn off, and we need to still support them, take them through their journey through a difficult time. But obviously the restrictions that were imposed on us did make it difficult, but we did our best to obviously give that community feel and still support them all the way through.
And I think we need to let our listeners know the magnitude of the number of families that you support. And you're 100% right. One event occurs, then it has a knock-on effect, but in a kind of negative way, because that event is itself, but also it has an impact on people and how they live. How many people are you currently looking after at the minute?
So at the moment, our facility has 60 rooms and we are at capacity. So it just goes to show that there is the need out there for families to have an accommodation and support unit like Ronald McDonald House is crucial and continues all throughout the year.
And the interesting thing is you don't know what's happening from day to day. In the sense you don't know who's going to be turning up.
Definitely. So we get calls every day of families in need of accommodation and need to be near the Children's Hospital at Westmead.
Belinda, Darren here. Last time we talked, you shared about the Give Night appeal that was happening the day after, and I believe there was like going to be matching donations and those sorts of things. How did that appeal go to give the funding you need to run those 60 rooms?
Definitely. So the Give a Day appeal was a phenomenal event for us. So we came up with the idea and the concept in regards to try and recoup some of the money that we were no longer going to be able to do due to COVID because our events couldn't happen. So the Give a Day was an online appeal, and we reached out to our corporate and community partners to sort of dollar match and then reach out to the community, and with the help of you guys sort of spread the word about the need of raising the much needed funds. So originally it was a target of $160,000, and we were astonished by the results that we achieved that so quickly. So we actually decided to double it, and in the end we raised over $490,000, which equates to 3,000 nights of support for our families, which, you know, is crucial to be able to support these families day in and day out, but it's also recuperating events that we no longer had this year.
That's fantastic, and congratulations to you and your team, and also to Western Sydney and Greater New South Wales and Australia, that you're banding together $490,000 for Ronald McDonald House Charities here in Western Sydney. Absolutely fantastic, Jim.
And you know our feelings with regards to that. Belinda, is there any organisations within that amount that really went way beyond your expectations?
Definitely. We had an amazing support from our community, our corporate partners, to be able to dollar match, and, you know, the likes of iPlace Recruitment, Parramatta Leagues Club, Service Heroes, coming on board and dollar matching to be able to, you know, add that extra value to what the community support and their dollar to make it go further. We couldn't do it without them. We had ambassadors from the Parramatta Eels come down, the Western Sydney Wanderers and the GWS Giants came down and were part of the day, and the families loved it to be able to obviously interact with them, which they haven't been able to do. And, you know, all the excitement in the house because they knew how important it was for us to obviously raise such needed funds.
Now, that was a very specific event, and lots of time and energy and a strategy before. Is there other ways people could help? Like our listeners, can they get in touch with you and find ways to make any contribution?
Yeah, definitely. So people can make donations and they can come and support and be part of our program. So we run numerous programs where you can come in and cook for the family. So Meals from the Heart program, which corporates can do, but also communities can do and groups can do. We've had groups of friends come down and have a great experience by being able to firsthand sort of cook for the families and then support our families hands-on, which is a great experience.
So let's just take that concept. So you're saying that people particularly in Western Sydney, and I'll just say Parramatta or the Hills or Maryland, I don't care, organisations could possibly get together, come down, provide the food, cook it, and experience that and show their support for families in Ronald McDonald.
Definitely. So it's a great way
fantastic.
To sort of interact.
And I can tell you, Jim, that Alive 90.5 is going to join Ronald McDonald House Charities in mid-January with the local sports bag team, the Sunday Sports Roundup team, to do exactly that. So we're teaming up great Western Sydney support to actually help our local charity.
Well, and I'll match you because I'm going to get some of my family and friends to piggyback, not on yours, but for us to do one. So there's two.
Amazing.
There's two families.
Perfect.
Or two organisations, and I promise you that, we'll do that before February next year.
Now, before we go to the break, Belinda, can you just share with our listeners the connection between Ronald McDonald House Charities and Sydney Zoo here? Because we are at the zoo and we're looking straight at Saigon the elephant, the 63-year-old elephant, I believe. What is that connection? What does it mean to Ronald McDonald House Charities?
We're extremely proud to be a charity partner of Sydney Zoo from the moment it opened. So Jake Burgess has been a great supporter of Ronald McDonald House for many years, and we're really pleased to be able to have that connection with them. It's an opportunity for our families to come out and actually have some time away from the hospital when they can, and actually be a family unit and do some things that they would actually do, and for maybe for a short moment forget about the medical treatment that they're going through. But they support us with our events and a whole range of other things. So yeah, we're really pleased and absolutely love this place here.
Sounds wonderful. So, Dom, if you're
ready,
we might take a song, and you can cross back to us after the messages.
But before we do that,
please,
I've got something to tell you, which is very, very important. Now, I was listening to your show on Wednesday night, and you had a gentleman on there showing you some snakes and whatever. And I've seen some of the photos on Facebook. You're a very brave man. But I've got one thing.
Very brave.
But I've got one thing to say. But I've got one thing to say. You ought to get him to check out how many snakes he actually brought back, because there's one in our studio here. When I came in the presenter's chair,
goodness.
There was a small brown snake. And I've given him a name. Guess what his name is? It's called Alivey. So that's
Alivey.
So we've got Alivey here.
You get us alive with the music and, cross back, and we'll have a short segment before the news with Belinda again.
So Alivey's going to be with us for the next 4 hours. Alive 90.5. Darren, are you there?
Yes, we are, Dom. How are you?
Good. Very good, mate.
That's good. We're just going to have a bit of chat with Belinda again. We're talking to Belinda Wolford, the CEO of Ronald McDonald House Charities here at Sydney Zoo, the new Sydney Zoo in Western Sydney. And Jim and myself from Spotlight are talking with Belinda, and we're going to talk all things coming up to Christmas. Now, Christmas in somewhere like a hospital, Ronald McDonald House, what is Christmas and how is Christmas managed in a place like that where there's probably a lot of things going on in people's minds, the health of their children and things like that. What does Christmas mean, and how do you make it special for those who are visiting Ronald McDonald House or have been there for, as I understand, up to 3 years sometimes? So people might be having three Christmases there.
Definitely. And for families, it's really important for us to give them a bit of that community and family feeling while they're staying with us. So during Christmas, we're very festive in the house. The kids in the house the other day put up all the Christmas trees and helped us decorate the house, put up the Christmas lights, which is amazing. So we make them have that experience that they would have if they were at home. So we try and include them in activities. We have a lot of ornament making and activities and craft activities that we do on a day-to-day basis for them. So ways that they can sort of still get into the Christmas spirit, even though they may be going through a difficult time.
And does Santa make a visit?
He definitely does.
Oh, wonderful.
That's fantastic. That was my question I wanted to ask, Darren, but I'm pleased now.
You can ask about the reindeer and the elves.
All right. The reindeer and the elves, are they turning up?
They definitely turn
they
up
are.
As well.
Great.
Fabulous.
Fantastic. How can our listeners in the local community provide further help, Belinda, for you and your organisation and, of course, for the children?
Definitely. Well, through Christmas, we have a Christmas appeal, which is santaforsickkids.com.au, which is a great way for people to donate and support us. Other ways they can support us is donate toys, but also food items for the families that are staying with us. So that's another way that's really important for families that are staying with us and ways that it can support them during their journey here.
That's fantastic. I'm in awe of what they do, Darren. I really am.
So am I.
It's just incredible what you do, and we want to thank you on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight and all of the organisations that you bring so much hope, and that's what parents, we all do as parents for their children, so thank you.
No, it's definitely a privilege for us to be able to support these families during such a difficult time, and I know that the corporate and community partners that support us do it because they see the direct impact that it has for families while they're going through such a
long time. Yeah. Well, the point I wanted to make, sorry, just while I was just looking at you, was to understand that you've been around for quite some time.
Yeah, at Ronald McDonald House. So we've been around. So we're celebrating our 40th anniversary next year. So it's an amazing milestone for us as an organisation. So we had the first Ronald McDonald House at Camperdown when the Children's Hospital was there. And then when the medical precinct and the Children's Hospital moved to Westmead, we purpose-built a facility there and now have been in a 60-room facility now for almost 3 years. So in February next year, we'll be 3 years in our facility. So it's great to be able to support the families, but the ongoing medical needs is growing, and it's important for organisations like Ronald McDonald House to be there, to be that family centre care unit to support them.
Well, on behalf of 90.5, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Belinda. We wish you all the very best, and you've got at least five to six family dinners next year, and we're just so proud of what you and your board and your sponsors do. So thank you for being with us, and Merry Christmas to you and to all your people. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the ongoing support from everybody at the station, but also to all our community and corporate partners as well.
And we look forward to being there next year to do the dinners. And with that, Dom, back to you. We know you might have some messages to play and the news, and we look forward to crossing back here after the top of the hour.